You know, I've been saying it for a while, the offensive line, and everyone knows this, is that it's, you know, works with as a unit best. And, you know, when you're changing people all over the place because of injuries or because of need, you kind of lose a little bit of the rhythm. And so that's where you just have to, you know, have some time together and work together and just get better.
How tough is it knowing the position you guys put the coach in?
I'm sorry, one more time.
How tough is it knowing the position you put Coach Reed in?
You know, it is tough because you look at Coach Reed and, you know, he loves it here. You know, he loves us and he loves, the organization, and he does everything he can. And, you know, and when we go out there and, you know, don't produce, it hurts because, you know, he's doing everything he can and we, you know, it feels like we're letting him down.
Does moving outside the right tackle change anything for you personally, continuity-wise?
No. I mean, you know, with Howard's system, there is a little bit of similarity between guard and tackle. It's just, you know, a little bit more of a different mindset going into it, knowing that you're going to be, you know, maybe more one-on-one, you know, on the outside and go from there.
How was playing next to Jake's first start here?
Good. You know, he's a smart kid or a smart player, and, you know, I like playing next to him, and he was able to adjust on the fly.
What do you think of Nick Foles tonight?
I thought he did a really good job. Obviously, there were some rookie mistakes. I mean, I make rookie mistakes too. There's definitely a lot of good signs that he can grow on.
How did you feel like, this obviously was not an optimal situation to have to start 6 days after coming back. How did you feel? Did you feel like you were ready?
Yeah, I felt like I was ready. You know, I wouldn't have been out there if I wasn't ready. You know, you don't go play if you're not ready.
At what point did you know you were going to get the start?
I think Friday, I think, is when kind of decided that.
Did you get a lot of reps in practice on Friday? Because I know Dana was also practicing.
I got quite a few reps on Friday, so yeah.
How did you feel like it went?
Well, you know, we didn't score very many points, so it didn't go that well. It went all right, just okay.
You had some penalties. Was that because of?
It was concentration. I just needed to settle down, and I did, and I think I got that straightened out. Problems with what now?
With the protection and, you know, dealing with blitzers.
Yeah, I think it's been injuries primarily. You know, you lose four starters and you're shuffling guys through week in and week out. That's hard for an offensive line.
Do you feel like today, just when you look back, and think that the line played better or played decent?
My initial feeling is we protected pretty well. Obviously, you know, I'd have to watch the tape to see it.
What were your impressions working with Nick Foles?
You know, he's a great young kid. He's smart, he's confident, and he's going to be a really good player.
So you're saying that Foles is not the byproduct of only being in this offense for 4 years?
Oh, no, it had nothing to do. It's just me. I just needed to settle down, and I took care of that. You know, that was all me, 100% me.
Jake, what did they try to do up front? They seemed like they ran a lot of games and mixed it up.
They brought some blitzes. I think they brought some early, and we did some things. We threw some screens, and I think we kind of got them out of it through the middle part of the game. They kind of did less, and then we got back in the two-minute mode, and they started bringing a little more there again at the end.
What's it feel like?
It's terrible. It feels terrible.
How do you explain it, though?
We're just losing. Flat out losing. So, I mean, there's really nothing else to it. We're losing, man. We're not just losing. We got our butts beat.
What do you guys
know? Up, because if you go any lower than this, then I'm really not trying to experience that. But, I think there's only room for us to get better. So that's kind of has to be everybody's mindset. And I think there's a lot of people frustrated. I'm frustrated. I know there's a lot of people on this team frustrated. But I'm going to go out there and hopefully use that frustration and turn it into something positive.
Had some signs of brilliance last week. What did you see from him this week?
Well, you have a guy making his first start. You know, it's up to the team to elevate their game around him. And I feel like as a team, we didn't do that. So, as far as how he played, I'm pretty sure there's decisions that he wish he would have had back or made differently. But when it comes to the rest of the guys, we got to elevate our game.
How far is 3-7 compared to what you anticipated?
Oh, man, I never anticipated anything, but never thought we would be here.
Do you think the team is regressing? Do you think you're playing worse? as opposed to improving?
I think we have to make plays. I think we're in position to make the play. We have to make plays.
You think you're making fewer?
We're not making enough.
Is it miscommunication?
Is the problem an effort? Is the problem talent?
The problem is making plays. That's the thing. They made big plays on us today. We didn't have any big plays.
How frustrating is it when you're stringing together good plays in a row, and then all of a sudden you give up those big plays?
Oh, it's tough. You know, you feel like you got them and we're right where you want them, and then you look up and they make a big play on your coach. It's tough to swallow.
Robert Griffin only had, I think, one incompletion all game. He ran the ball. What was it like trying to play against him?
Nothing tough, man. A couple times he threw the ball up, and you know, guys, you know, made some play. The offense is built for him to make some, you know, short throws, quick throws. So, you know, he does well in that one. And one, he just, you know, threw up, and the receiver made a good play on him.
There's a lot of young guys in this locker room. You're the leader in this locker room. What do you tell them? Because these next few weeks,
man, you keep working, man. That's the thing. You don't get down about, hear what everybody's saying on the outside. You got to keep getting better at your work. That's one thing about it. You got to keep progressing at whatever it is that you're not doing well. You have to keep progressing at.
Is it kind of hard to get that message across when you lose games like this? Man, you know what I mean? Like it's got to be difficult, right?
Yeah, man. You give the message. You know, guys take it how they want it.